And corn that has the the hull removed. The yellow hull is removed.
Well, the seed corn, you take the you shook. You'd have to shook it first. Take the shook off, and then it has silks on it. Then you have to take the silk off, and then you have the corn on the cob.
Yeah. But now, if you're going to take the take the corn off the cob and then take the husks off the hull off the corn, they used to do it with lye.
Used to what?
Do it with lye. Sometimes they'd use lye to get the whole kernels of corn.
After the corn is cured, then they're cured. After it's cured, go on a little seed in the crib and cured. Then they take it open, shell it, and use the lye to make hominy. Then hominy is what you're thinking about.
Right. Yeah. And now, if it's ground up finally, what's that called?
That's called meal, corn meal.
Yeah. Well, the stuff you have with you might have for breakfast, you know, with eggs. They grind up and they put butter on it. It's white. You might call that hominy, but you might call it's made of hominy, but it's ground hominy.
Well, made out of corn, I don't know what you'd call that.
Well, I think of grits.
Grits, yeah. Oh, that's an old stuff. Well, that you go down south of the land, on down south. Now, grits, we very seldom use them, but you get down south where you are, they have grits every morning for breakfast.
I had grits right over here on Euclid Avenue yesterday morning.
I have meat grits for my breakfast a half a dozen times in my life.
Is that right?
I'm not that far south.
Okay. Okay. That's good. Now, if something is, this is something that you might eat with fish or with chicken. It's white, a white grain.
Eat with fish or chicken.
Yeah. You might eat instead of potatoes.
Yeah, well, you could have rice. Rice is pretty prevalent. Rice is used a lot.
Okay.
I don't know whether that would be what
that's
you had in
exactly
mind.
That's exactly what I had in mind. Any terms for cheap whiskey? Just,
White Lightning.
Okay, now that's homemade whiskey.
Right. It?
Okay. Now, but are there any other terms besides White Lightning?
White Lightning is, see, now, what, I'd have to think a while. I don't know if I'd hear them. I know.
Okay. Well, or
What are some of these?
Well, I was a Pop Skull and Bust Head. There are all kinds of things. But those are usually, they might be for cheap whiskey.
I expect Old Taylor would be about the prevalent. Let's say Old Taylor.
That's just a good brand, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or for homemade homebrew whiskey or beer.
That would be just White Lightning or. Okay.
If something has a very good aroma, you might say to someone, "Just that, just you know something." Something's cooking, and you might say,
"Lord, you smell that's out of this world," and that aroma's really. Let's see, what would be the...
Well, with your nose, you...
Yeah, well, that really takes your head off.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just thinking, it's a pleasant smell, you would say that. Well, I'd say it smells good, or just smell that.
That really fills the house. The odor really makes it, the odor so great makes me hungry to smell it.
All right. Now, this is something made with sorghum. Sorghum is processed and made into a kind of...
Molasses would be cane. Yeah. Would it be cane and made of sorghum? Sorghum, we have sorghum.
Molasses. Now, I'm talking about molasses being thick. You'd say the molasses...
Yeah, they're thick or... so thick they don't run good or something like that. They're almost going into sugar.
All right. And if the stuff you pour made of maple, you get from a maple tree and you pour on
maple syrup.
All right. Do you ever use the term or know the terms long sweetening and short sweetening?
Not very much, no.